Chapter 16. Smoke? I cleaned out Marshmallow's pen while Sassafras watched. It looked so empty without our little dragon bounding around. Even Sassafras was mopey. We all really missed Marshmallow. I sniffed back another wave of tears. Wait a minute. I sniffed again. Do you smell smoke, Sassafras? Where's it coming from? Sassafras pawed at the barn door and meowed. Oh no, was something burning outside? We burst out of the barn door to find my mom standing by a fire in our backyard fire pit. She held two sticks and a bag of marshmallows. She smiled. Roasted marshmallows seemed like an appropriate way to celebrate your success with our dragon friend. We cuddled up by the fire telling stories about the little guy and laughing. I ate 5 or 6 marshmallows and went to grab another one, but then I remembered how Marshmallow felt after eating a plate of marshmallows. I set my roasting stick down and just enjoyed the fire. I'd skipped the stomach ache. After we headed in for the night, I went to my bedroom. Sassafras jumped up on my desk and nosed at my science notebook. It fell open to the next blank page. I laughed and snuggled him up. Oh, Sassafras, I know how you feel. I can't wait to meet our next magical friend either.